actress Kelly Lynch had her breakthrough role in the movie Drugstore Cowboy. But before that, she starred in a low-budget movie called Warm Summer Rain. The film bypassed theaters and went straight to video cassette. But critic Owen Gleiberman says it deserves an audience.
Usually, you're in a video store when the craving hits. It's sort of like a Big Mac attack. You've simply got to see a really juicy and outrageous B-movie, the sort of thing Roger Corman used to churn out with gusto. Finding one ought to be a snap. After all, your average video store stocks enough head-twisting horror films and kinky melodramas to line several walls. Unfortunately, these movies rarely live up to the cover art on the box. When you get home, you're usually stuck with some shoddy-looking piece of formula drivel starring people who can't act. That's why, for connoisseurs of truly arresting trash, I highly recommend Warm Summer Rain. It's a weird cross between an exploitation movie and an art film. Warm Summer Rain is a sort of erotically over-the-top picture actors tend to do when they really need the work. Kelly Lynch and her co-star, Barry Tubb, literally spend half the movie with their clothes off. In the current climate, it's amazing the film escaped with only an R rating. The nudity is certainly there to sell the movie. Yet this is one case where the director and his stars took their low-down premise and brought some authentic life to it. Lynch plays a mysterious young woman who has tried to slash her wrists and is still wearing the bandages. For most of the movie, she holes up in an abandoned desert shack along with the good old boy who picked her up hitchhiking. He's a little unstable, too. He brags about having shot the woman who refused to marry him. These two don't even know each other's names, but they quickly fall into a cathartic sexual affair. There's more honest thrashing around than I've seen in any movie in some time. Between Olympian rounds of lovemaking, Lynch and her new boyfriend do what characters in movies like this always do. They bare their souls.
Look suicide up in the dictionary. They probably got my picture there. Just seemed like the thing to do. I was getting ready for bed. I just washed my face. And I remember thinking, well, I guess it's time to do it. And after I did it, I tried to brush my teeth.
No way.
I swear. I even managed to get a little toothpaste on the toothbrush before I fell over. I guess I wanted them to find me with clean teeth.
I thought it was clean underwear.
I didn't have any on.
As Warm Summer Rain goes on, it begins to suggest a raunchy, B-movie version of Sam Shepard's Fool for Love. Except the movie isn't all heavy and metaphorical the way Shepard is. True, writer and director Joe Gayton does have his pretentious side. Yet that's part of what's fun about the film. It's full of candy-coated photography and flashbacks that echo what Nicholas Rogue was doing in the 70s. Gayton also has a flair for the outrageous. At one point, the two characters assume a rather intimate position and take turns reeling off slang words for each other's genitals. I don't know whether that's the silliest scene in years or the most audacious. Maybe it's both. You can't really take Warm Summer Rain seriously, but there isn't a dull moment in it. And Kelly Lynch gives the movie a surprisingly emotional center. She brings a fierce, soulful quality to the scenes where she talks about why she tried to kill herself. She also has a brazenness that's terrifically matter-of-fact. It fits right in with the film's scruffy, relaxed attitude towards sex. As good as Drugstore Cowboy was, it didn't convince me Lynch had the potential to be a major actress. Warm Summer Rain does. Without a doubt, it's the trash movie of the year.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.